Well, just because homegrown is over does not mean that the art has come to a halt. In fact, the art is just beginning. Annie Dugan, the curator and the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute, and our guest host for Where's Art every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. It is a crazy packed week. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to say everything that's going on this week, so I'm going to talk super fast, but, you know, slow enough that people can understand. Homegrown, you mentioned, is done, but there's a little bit more left because tomorrow evening at the Red Herring, the Duluth Art Institute is going to put up on the walls all of the photos that people took during the Photo Super project. So these are people who have instant cameras, those disposable cameras we handed them out at the beginning of Homegrown. They spent the week documenting and will throw up what they came up with. I think it's fabulous to see that you can get really good images off of those just disposable cameras. So we'll see what people came up with on Tuesday. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Duluth Art Institute is our Design Duluth pop-up show. This is the culmination of a series of discussions that we've had throughout the year about Duluth's visual identity. And there is an exhibition pop-up shop that is opening Thursday. It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 9 to 6 p.m. And it features designers and crafters in Duluth, really fabulous group of folks. One thing that came out of our whole series of discussion is this attention to quality that is in our community, that Midwestern work ethic of, you know, doing it right and putting in the hard work is really evident in the kind of designs that we're seeing coming out of Duluth. So that's going to be neat to see. Thursday evening from 5 to 7, the Duluth Grill is doing a little catering, an opening for that show. So if you want to have great crafted food along with the design, that's the opening to be at Thursday evening from 5 to 7 to see those designers in action. That's in the Great Hall of the Depot. And then that evening, Thursday at 7 p.m., there's a panel discussion that's sort of a summation of the year, but also a way to look forward at what's the future of art and design in Duluth. So Karen Sunderman, who's a phenomenal journalist in our community, who does a really great program featuring artists, is going to be our moderator for the evening. It's going to feature Mary Matthews, who is part of the Duluth Public Arts Commission. They're going to talk about their plan. There is going to be Jonathan Thunder, who's a phenomenal artist. He has work up at the Zeitgeist right now, is going to be on the panel. Candace Lacoste, who is a crafter in the Lincoln Park District, is going to talk about what's going on there. It's a great panel. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. Friday is, oh my gosh, Friday is a 1-2 punch. I love the series that you've been doing on Indian health on Monday mornings, and this is a great tie-in. The Research for Indigenous Community Health is having an exhibition at Gamaji called Re-Dash, and so it's about research, revitalization, reclamation, returning, rerouting, reinvention, this sort of the idea that that there is a continuous rebirth. We're in spring, so it's a perfect time to think about that. So Elizabeth LaPence is a big part of that. She'd be a fabulous interview for you, by the way. She's doing some really interesting work in art and gaming, and she'll have work on view there as well. So that's at 5 p.m. at Gamaji on Friday. Then you can walk right around the corner to Prove Gallery. They're having their second All Black Zine release party. This is such a great program that is going on right here in Duluth. Fabulous group of African American artists, poets, artists, visual artists, written word. It's really a great combination of talent that is giving voice to important things here in Duluth. So that's Friday at 7 p.m. at Prove. Saturday at the Armory Fire Arts Center. I love that they came up with this name. The idea that there's incredible art and work coming out of the power of fire. So that is think jewelry, glass, ceramics, welding. They're having open studio and demonstrations starting at noon. So from noon to 5, it's on Saturday at the Armory Arts Center. They have people showing off, you know, that there's something entirely mesmerizing about watching glass blowing, watching welding, watching ceramics, you know, this, that when you have that, your hands, and when you have fire making, that fire is a partner as an artist in and of itself, making work is fabulous to see. So that's from, and they'll have open studios as well, so you can see the finished work as well as the making of the work. And then the Magic Smelt Parade, my favorite festival of the whole entire year, is this Sunday at 2 p.m. will be the crowning of the Smelt Queen, and the parade will follow that, and then there'll be the Smelt dinner over at Zeitgeist. But the Smelt Parade is such a fun event because it's very much just a local community. It sort of defines what it is to have this voice of Duluth. So it's a recognition of this annual event that happens, the smelting, and people make their costumes. There's actually making events that are happening this week, Tuesday from 7 to 9, Thursday from 7 to 9, and Saturday from 10 to noon. People can be part of making outfits for that parade. It's really, really a fun one. So that is your week, Lisa. I hope you rested up.
Boy, no kidding. One. Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on KUMD.